Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Bum, bum, bum. Hey, Penny, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very good, thank you. I'm excited to talk about this because it's one of those things that I'm sure a lot of people think is just strictly not fashion.
Yeah.
Not in the world of fashion. I think it is. Trucker caps.
Yeah, it came into fashion.
It did. How did this happen? What are we talking about here?
So I thought we'd start with the baseball cap because, of course, you know, it does come from baseball caps, but there is a key, you know, there are key differences. And what's quite fascinating to me is that, because, you know, you always end up going down a rabbit hole when you look at these things.
Oh, yeah.
The origin stories of actually baseball are quite fascinating as
really?
Well.
Really?
And there was, yeah, like they can't work out exactly, like, did it come from English rounders?
Right.
Or did it come from European games? Or was it actually invented by a Civil War hero called Abner Doubleday?
Whoa. Wow, that is a rabbit hole.
Yeah, the Baseball League actually did an investigation into it. It took 3 years to come up with the answer. But by then I'd lost interest. I'd moved on to the baseball cap. So it's essentially American in origin. Players used to wear kind of boaters and brimmed hats to kind of get the sun out of their eyes when they were playing. And there wasn't a strict uniform with the hats. It morphed into a Brooklyn-style cap, which is actually, if you think about it, like a pillbox hat with a little brim at the front, and then it's got a button on top.
Yes, I totally know the one. Yep.
Yeah, so the Brooklyn Excelsis, who became the Brooklyn Dodgers, were the first to kind of wear that kind of peaked cap in the 1860s. And they were made with leather and wool, and ear holes were added in the 1890s.
Ear holes?
Yeah, which I've always kind of found quite fascinating because I'm like, they're so tiny. Like,
yeah.
What is that ear conditioning is not actually really working, is it? Like, they're
when
so
you,
little.
I'm now catching up. When you said ear holes, I was imagining that the cap went much further down and you had a cut out to put your ear through, your ears on the side of your head, but an air hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always wondered about that as well because they don't really do much.
And there's so few of them.
Yeah.
It's pretty weird. They kind of... the first kind of logo was added by the Detroit Tigers in 1901. They added a running orange tiger on the front of them. And sticking was added to the visor in 1903. Longer bills were introduced in the 20s and 30s. So I was kind of thinking, oh, well, maybe that's kind of like definitely the precursor to the trucker cap.
Yeah.
But there's also, in the 30s to the 60s, like trucking companies provided their drivers with like mechanics hats, and they had company logos on as well.
Okay, yeah.
So I think it's kind of like a hybrid of both. And then they were kind of, those mechanics hats were adopted in the 1950s by the greaser kind of like subculture.
Yeah,
like if you think of Marlon Brando and his kind
of one. Yeah. That sort of like working class aesthetic where it's sort of maybe sent up by some people and borrowed by others as a look. Yeah.
Yeah. And so in the 1970s, it became actually a thing where they were promotional giveaways from US feed or farming supply companies to farmers and truck drivers.
Oh, true. Okay.
And they were also known as feed or gimme hats.
Gimme hats.
Gimme.
Gimme a hat.
And they had, they had a wide, like, so they have a foam front panel that's a lot wider, so that was the ideal kind of platform for putting company logos on and that sort of thing. But it did become the staple for blue collar uniforms and the symbol of Americana.
Yeah.
And so there's two differences, there's a few differences between baseball and trucker caps. So a baseball cap is six panels. So if you think of like a pie and then it's got the button on the top, it's got a lower crown profile. They were made of cotton, wool, leather, polyester. They have snapbacks, Velcro, and stretch fits. But the trucker cap is only five panels.
Got ya.
It's got a high crown profile, which is like the foam front. It's normally made with nylon mesh back with a foam polyester front, and it's a snapback.
Aha. Now, I remember when I was a teenager, snapbacks were the coolest hats you could wear if you were a particular type of a person, like, you know, who maybe skated or whatever. In Christchurch, this is. So if you grew up in Auckland and you think this sounds nothing like what it looks like to you.
Canberra too.
Big Canberra energy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And I found every time I put one on, they made me look really weird. So I never got into them. But I can do a baseball cap. That's the kind of hat world I'll sit in.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's that big, what did you call it? High crown at the front. Or?
Yeah, which is weird because your crown is actually at the back of your head.
Yeah.
So maybe they just mean the
kind of it's big flat forehead of
yeah,
it. Yeah,
the foam bit. But it kind of, they became fashionable in the 2000s. Kind of as a mainstream fashion feature. And apparently Ashton Kutcher, you know, he's always worn them, but Justin Timberlake had an argument once and said, no, he was wearing them all along.
Oh, my God.
Drama.
But when you think about it, in the 70s, it was like people like, well, maybe early 80s, like Tom Selleck as Magnum P.I., who kind of brought them to, like, television and that sort of thing. And so it was Hollywood and musicians, rock stars, you know, kind of thing, bringing them into the mainstream.
And we talked, like, a couple of weeks ago about Y2K. Obviously, the big Von Dutch caps, that's a huge Y2K look, which, you know, I remember photos of Paris Hilton wearing them and, like, people like that. And they've sort of had their second wave in this Y2K revival that's happening at the moment. Definitely seen a few more Von Dutch caps about. If you can pull them off, they look so cool. Honestly, it's just not the style I can make work, unfortunately. You've picked us a Magic Factory track today. Why are we talking about the Magic Factory?
Because I went to a really great gig on Saturday night. I can't remember the night.
Sometime in the weekend.
And it was Magic Factory and Sin City at the Wine Cellar. And it was just a really good, fun time. And members of Magic Factory were wearing trucker caps, as they normally do.
Nice.
So I was like, whoa. And then I was having a conversation with someone in the audience who was like, oh, my God, you should do trucker fashion.
Yes.
And I thought, yes, you are correct.
So that's how we've got with The Man That Won't Shake Your Hand, which comes from the We Love Whammy Wine Cellar compilation. Thank you very much, Penelope Noir.
Thanks.
Have a lovely morning. That is Magic Factory with The Man Won't Shake Your Hand.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.